He was the king of the catchphrase.
Nice to see you, to see you. Oh, didn't he do well, though?
TV presenter, entertainer, broadcasting legend. Sir Bruce Forsyth's career has seen him host several iconic game shows, as well as bringing ballroom dancing back to primetime TV. Born in Edmonton in 1928, he entered the world of show business at the age of just 14, starring in pantomimes and circuses across the UK with his song, dance and accordion act called Boy Bruce, the Mighty Atom. He made his television debut in 1939 on a TV talent show. But it wasn't until 1958 and an appearance with the comedian Dickie Henderson that led to him being offered the job of compere on Sunday night at the London Palladium, the biggest TV show of the week.
This is the place that taught me so much. I had 16 years experience before I got the job. I went from a 13-handed show in Eastbourne, and the orchestra was two pianos and drums, to the Palladium that morning with a 30-piece orchestra, a 2,000-seater, knowing it was going to be filled that night. And I thought, are you really going to make this?
From the black and white days at the London Palladium, Bruce burst into colour as the flamboyant host of the hugely popular Generation Game in the 1970s, where he introduced audiences to his now famous thinker pose.
Life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you. And I want to play the game with you.
After six successful years, he moved to ITV and spent the next 30 hosting different game shows, including Play Your Cards Right and Bruce's Price is Right. And it was a certain dancing show that brought him back to primetime TV screens in 2004. His love of dance came from watching Fred Astaire movies, and he trained as a dancer at the age of 8. But it was at the age of 76 that Bruce began hosting Strictly Come Dancing, bringing ballroom dancing back into the hearts of the nation.
All of a sudden, people realised that a 75-year-old can still banter with people that are 30, 40 years, maybe even 50 years younger, and have a bit of fun on screen.
Following a year-long campaign, the entertainer, who already had earned an OBE and CBE, was given a knighthood in 2011 for services to entertainment and charity. A few years later, in April 2014, at the age of 86, he announced he was stepping down from Strictly Come Dancing. He married three times and was a father to five daughters and one son. He said that was his proudest achievement. But he never lost his love of the entertainment business.
I've always been, I thought, a Saturday night a performer. Because, you know, I've catered always for a family. Yeah. I've always worked to a family audience, and that's the way I still work now, to a family audience. Sometimes I might be a bit cheeky, but I always think of the family viewing, and there are restrictions about what you should say and what you shouldn't say.
A passionate golfer, he also loved football, surprisingly supporting both Arsenal and Tottenham. But it's as one of Britain's longest-running, most successful and best-loved entertainers that Bruce Forsyth will be remembered.
Welcome to the Generation Game. Nice to see you.
No!